Dear songwriter, you know the band The Beatles, or at least I'm guessing you do. If you don't, they are arguably the most influential band of all time, and a band who, in my opinion, like Star Wars or Harry Potter, has had the ability to reach multiple and impact multiple generations. And while two of their members, Paul McCartney and John Lennon, demanded a lot of the attention, George Harrison, one of the other members of the band, also wrote some Beatles songs. And the other night, with my Songwriter Accelerator students, we listened to two of George Harrison's songs, including While My Guitar Gently Weeps and Something, as in the song is called Something, and noticed some interesting similarities, as well as some general irregularities. So in today's episode, we are going to break down each of these songs and discuss these signature George Harrison similarities between these songs so that you can take these tools that we learned from George Harrison today and perhaps implement them into your next song that you're going to be writing. My name is Connor Frost. I'm a professional songwriting mentor who's helped hundreds of songwriters now to write their first or next collection of songs. And this is Dear Songwriter, the podcast to help you confidently write and release your music so that you can live your most musical and creative life. Let's get into it. Okay, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. This is episode 108, unique episode 108, that is. And yeah, like I said in the intro, analyze these two songs with my Songwriter Accelerator students the other evening. And it's funny, we didn't even mean to pick two George Harrison songs. Essentially, it was a Beatles song analysis workshop. This is basically each week with my songwriting students. We host these masterclasses and workshops. And so I was hosting this Beatles one. And we didn't even mean to settle on George Harrison songs, but it just kind of happened naturally. And we realized afterwards, we were like, oh, these are like both George Harrison songs. It was really interesting to see, because we realized halfway through the second song of his that we were analyzing, which we're going to talk about both of them today, we realized that there are similarities between these songs in terms of melody, in terms of structure, in terms of production. It inspired this episode. Shout out to my students who were on that call, including Rhythm and Frenchie, who helped me put this together. So anyways, there are two songs. One is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. The other is Something. So let's start with While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So the first thing that we notice is that the guitar is a character in this story, which makes sense because the song is called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And if you haven't listened to the song, you definitely should. It happens to be my favorite Beatles song of all time, which may or may not be controversial depending on who you are. But the guitar is a character. So when you listen to this guitar, there are very clear melodic lines. So it's not just guitar chords. There are those as well. But there's a distinct guitar that has a guitar solo and also just entrances at certain parts where we hear this guitar and it truly feels like a person or an instrument or a sound that is crying, that is weeping, right? It feels very appropriate based on the name of this song. So I definitely encourage you to listen and hear what I'm talking about. So the guitar not only is an instrument, but to think of it as a character in this story, in this song. So that's number one. Number two was there is a minor to major transition, as in the key, going from this minor key in the verses to a major key or a major sounding chord progression in the chorus. So it feels like a seamless transition, but there's a clear distinction between the two in terms of feel and vibe, especially from a production standpoint and also a melodic standpoint. So there's this clear transition from minor to major back to minor. Number three is this subtle lyrical repetition at the beginning of sections. If we look at what I would call the verses, I look at you all. That's the first line of the song. And then the third line kind of alternates. I look at the floor. So we have this I look for the first line and the third line of the beginning of the song. Then for the second and fourth lines, basically the alternating lines, we have While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That's the second line. And then the fourth line is Still My Guitar Gently Weeps. One of these things we're going to talk about is that for both of these songs, there isn't a technical chorus. whether you hear this part as the chorus or not is kind of irrelevant, but the point is there's this subtle repetition. So the next part that repeats the same part that I was just talking about, right? This first stanza is basically the third stanza or the third part of the song. Similar repetition. The first line, I look at the world. So he brings back the I look, right? Once again, we have that, what I would call lyrical motif. And then once again, we have the lines, while my guitar gently weeps, still my guitar gently weeps. And so it's interesting, and I'm going to talk about the fact that there's no true chorus in this song in a little bit, but basically there's no true chorus. And so there are these anchor points that are created through repetition and through these lyrical motifs. So the I look, and specifically the while my guitar gently weeps, still my guitar gently weeps. That line serves as this refrain. So maybe we don't have a technical chorus in the song, but we do have that line that keeps us anchored throughout, and we hear it in the fifth stanza. So when that part comes back with slightly different lyrics, we have the I look once again, we have I look for that third line, and then we have why my guitar gently weeps, so a slight change there to still my guitar gently weeps. Basically, these anchor points that he creates lyrically keep us grounded throughout the song. And then to my next point, there's no true chorus. Chorus is something that repeats in terms of lyrics and melodies. There's no part that truly repeats other than those lines that I was talking about. So if you look at the lyrics for While My Guitar Gently Weeps, there's certain words, like I was talking about, that do repeat, but there's no total section that has the exact same lyrics. The exact same melody, yes, but there's always a little bit of a subtle change with the lyrics, making it so that there's no like identical chorus, which is super interesting. And I would think was an intentional decision that George Harrison made. So like definitely go through the lyrics, just Google While My Guitar Gently Weeps lyrics and you'll see what I mean. Subtle repetition, but no clear repetition, meaning there's no true chorus. And then the last thing is the structure. Because there's no true chorus, it was hard for us to kind of say like, okay, this is like verse, chorus structure. So the way we thought about it is kind of how we think about structure when it comes to jazz. So in jazz, especially if it's like standards that maybe don't have lyrics, you identify certain sections by letters. The A section maybe has a certain melody. The B section has a certain melody. And so it's less about being verses and choruses, and it's more about the melodies that are happening. So we kind of landed on this song not having a typical verse-chorus structure, but instead it was an A-B-A-B-A outro, meaning the A sections had the same melody and the B sections had the same melody, and then we go into an outro. So that's kind of what we landed on in terms of structure. Obviously, it's one of those things where it's semantics at the end of the day, but that's what the three of us landed on in terms of those who were in the workshop the other night for my Songwriter Accelerator students. Hey, Songwriter, real quick, before we get back to the show, I want to invite you to the Songwriter's Vault. It is a free community where we host songwriting classes, where you receive tips to your email inbox related to songwriting, as well as the songwriting journey and artist journey in general, to encourage you to continue forth with your journey, if it's a career or if it's just for fun, whatever it is, to just encourage you along the way and give you some helpful tools along the way. I would love to have you. We would love to have you. Go to connorfrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, Frost, FROST.com/vault podcast, V-A-U-L-T podcast. And we will see you in the Songwriter's Vault. Looking forward to it. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so that's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I'm going to go through something, and I'm going to go through it the exact same way, right? Because we're talking about the similarities between these two George Harrison songs. The guitar is a character in the story. So there's a very clear guitar hook that starts the song and actually ends the song. And if you listen to the song, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a melodic guitar hook that brings us in and takes us out, right? So it's this character in the story. It's more than just using guitar for chord progressions. There's an actual hook that's there. And this is interesting because I was just having this conversation with another client of mine, shout out to Caesar, who I know listens to the podcast. And we were talking about like, okay, how can we implement guitar not only as an accompaniment, but as a character, as a role in our songwriting? So I think these two songs really are good examples of how you can do that and bring a guitar melody and treat it as a character, a role in your songwriting, a role in your story. So that's the first thing. So definitely listen to that. You'll hear what I'm talking about. There's a clear guitar hook. Same thing, minor to major transition, verse to chorus. Now, verse and chorus, I'm putting in quotation marks because I would say there's no true chorus here, but you hear this very clear transition going from the end of what we'll call the second A section, which is, I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe in how. We hear that guitar line that I was just talking about. And then there's this major lift, almost just like modulation that we hear in the production that brings us into the B section, the third section, which starts with, you're asking me, will my love grow? So take a listen. There's this really like epic lift and transition going from that first melody into that second melody. Similar thing to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, just like a clear distinction between the sections, minor to major. And then number three, once again, subtle lyrical repetition, beginning of sections or just throughout the song, right? So we talked about it with While My Guitar Gently Weeps, with these different subtle repetitions in the lyrics, as well as different anchor points. Beginning of the song, something in the way she moves. Third line, something in the way she woos me. And then the fourth and fifth lines, I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe and how. Next section, instead of something, he says somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. And then the third line of that stanza is something in her style. So he goes something, first line, something, third line. And then for the next part, somewhere, first line, something, third line. And then once again, same thing like in While My Guitar Gently Weeps, we have this lyrical repetition, this refrain, I don't want to leave her now, you know, I believe and how. That's the one element of repetition in this song. Again, similar to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, having those two lyrical lines be really the only anchor points and the only source of clear repetition as it relates to lyrics. And then once again, no true chorus. And this is one of my favorite Beatles songs. I love that third section. You're asking me, will my love grow, right? So going into maybe what feels like could be a chorus, but what's interesting is that actually never repeats. That third section, and if you listen to the song, you'll know what I'm talking about, where we go into this major feel, it doesn't actually repeat. And I didn't realize that until the other night when we listened to it, because it's such an iconic section, it doesn't repeat. What it does do is at the very end of the song, we hear that guitar line that we hear right before the only time we go into that section of the song, the You're Asking Me, Will My Love Grow section. We hear it at the very end, once again, that character that is the guitar part. And your brain maybe thinks, okay, we are entering this section once again, but we actually don't. I got to think that was an intentional choice by George Harrison, but the almost like leaves you wanting more feel. Super interesting, because all signs were pointing to we're going back and then we end up not going back. Meaning what I would think would be the chorus actually only happens once, which makes it not a true chorus. Similar to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which also didn't have a technical true chorus. And then the last thing, structure, slightly different from While My Guitar Gently Weeps. But again, because there's no true chorus, we landed on thinking of it as a jazz structure. While My Guitar Gently Weeps was A, B, A, B, A. Something was A, A, B, A. And that's super common in jazz, actually. The A sections had the same melody. The B section kind of stood on its own. And then we go back to an A section. Once again, we thought of it that way as opposed to thinking of it as a traditional pop structure of like verse, chorus, bridge. Once again, George Harrison of the Beatles, two songs, While My Guitar Gently Weeps and Something. The common threads that we noticed between these songs were, number one, the guitar as a main character in the story. Number two, minor to major transition from the verse to chorus, or I guess more accurately, A section to B section. Number three, subtle lyrical repetition at the beginning of sections and also just throughout the song. Number four, no true or technical chorus. And number five is the A, B, A, B structure as opposed to the verse, chorus, bridge, chorus type of structure. That is what we noticed. It was a really awesome class, really awesome conversation. Again, shout out to my students for being a part of it. Hope this brought you some value today. I challenge you to give it a whirl, especially if you've been feeling like you want to change things up structure-wise. You want to try something new as it relates to lyrics. You want to implement some more melodic and lyrical repetition in your songwriting. Use this as a template for your next song. George Harrison, The Beatles, they did it. If they did it, we know that it works. Give it a whirl. The best way to learn is through actively listening to those who came before us and those who have done it well. Whether you love or hate the Beatles, it doesn't really matter in this case. This is a template that you can use and you can try if you think it makes sense to do so. Anyways, that is it. Thanks so much as always. Hope this brought you some value and I will talk to you soon. Happy writing.